And as we get near the end of the month, it's time to catch up on what's happening in Kimber. Good morning, Kerry. Is the party still going?
It surely is. Everyone's still very pumped about our Ag Town of the Year award title from last weekend.
And that is a big achievement for Kimber because he did miss out last year and come back with a vengeance this year.
Certainly didn't. And it was all down to our young people, the kids at the school that have pushed to get ag as a study back in our school. And they've achieved that. And I think that was noted that we certainly have some inspirational young people in our community.
No doubt about that. And speaking of the young people, is there a dance concert happening tonight?
Yes, there's a dance concert and it's running over a couple of nights. So anyone who wants to go and see the Dream Dance Studio kids in their concert, end of year concert's always worth going to.
And I understand that there's going to be a gardening visitor in Kimber not too far away.
Yes, all the gardeners of the town are very excited because the very well-known Sophie Thompson is coming to Eyre Peninsula and her date for Kimber is the 6th of December and you need to book in. So I know there's a poster on Eileen's wall and I'm sure at the notice boards. It's definitely something that the gardeners of the district will be rocking up to, I think.
And something else that people will be rocking up to will be the Christmas pageant.
Yes, of course, on the 18th of December, just before Christmas. So we have a very small committee this year, so they are putting a lot of emphasis on businesses and homes, private homes, to get out and create a beautiful Christmas display and lights display, and there's some excellent prizes on offer for that.
And what's happening with the other Christmas trees?
Traditionally, there are also Christmas trees in Buckleboo, Wataki and Kelly, and they usually are sometime either the Saturday or the Sunday, the week before, so around the 11th and 12th of December.
And of course, as we come to the end of the year, it is time for the school presentation.
Yes, and that'll be leading into wrapping up the school year for everyone. That is on the 3rd of December, so Friday night. And, when all the awards are presented and prizes for the year and a good way to celebrate and finish the school year off.
It absolutely is. And speaking of finishing the year off, we'll be talking to you again next year. Kerry, you have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
And you too, Keith.